Hola, vos, chica. Welcome to the Smiley Empowerment Podcast. This is where we celebrate the strength, resilience, and determination of Latina women and all women who are constantly on the go, pushing through challenges and achieving their goals. I like to call these women vos, chica, like me. If you're a busy woman, ready to be uplifted, inspired, empowered to take charge of your healing journey and be a vos, chica, you've come to the right place. We can all agree life can be hectic and overwhelming, but anything is possible with the right mindset, attitude, tools, and support. Let me introduce myself. My name is Smiley Filomena Rodriguez, and I am a Latina life empowerment coach and a social worker. I started this podcast because I know what feeling alone and overwhelmed with past wounds and challenges feel like. I want to help you with self-discovery, self-love, and self-empowerment so you can grow and thrive. Do you sometimes feel alone? ¿Te sientes sola? Well, you're not alone. No estás sola. You have me, your coach, Smiley. In each episode, I'll share personal stories of resilience, healing tips, practical advice, strategies for managing your time and priorities, for improving your relationship with yourself and others, and insights on cultivating a positive and fulfilling, joyful life. So grab your earbuds and tea or coffee, take a deep breath, and get ready to be inspired and encouraged. Let's begin this journey together and empower each other to become the best versions of our lives. Let's get started. You got this. Hello, mi amiga, my boss chica, and my fellow listener. Today, it's storytelling time. I'm going to share a personal story that I recently experienced. I had a conversation with a very close, dear friend of mine. I consider her like a sister, a mentor, a spiritual mentor as well. And she knows who she is, my chicky chick. Shout out to you. But I want to share with you that special unplanned conversation that she and I have that I really believe was a divine dialogue where I was able to embrace the transformative power of prayer and friendship. And out of that conversation that she and I had just recently, there were three words that are very powerful. And in that conversation between two women of faith that just came about from checking in on each other, nothing seriously planned, but yet I believe in God, and God did orchestrate that conversation to lead to these three words that were so powerful. More than able. More than able. Now, regardless of your religious background, your spirituality, right? I want to just share this story with you in the hopes that it can bring you warmth to your heart, support if you're going through a difficult time. Because I sure am going through some difficult times. And this conversation that I had with a beloved friend, sister friend, really helped me to explore a little further these three words, more than able. Now, in the conversation that I had with my friend, she brought up the conversation of more than able. And actually, there's a song, a powerful song, a Christian song, I believe that it's called More Than Able. This conversation came at the perfect time. And I strongly believe that God knows all, you know, the creator of all knows everything. And sometimes things happened and are allowed for us to learn something or get us through something difficult that will be later on a testimony to not only help us get stronger, wiser, and grow more through this life journey and in this time and space, but also to be of help to someone else, right? A testimony to someone else. And that's why today I'm not imposing
my own spirituality or any religious views. I am only sharing this from a personal place for those that want to listen and may find value, and these words may touch your heart. This is for you. If you're going through a challenging time, if you're facing obstacles, these words that I am going to share with you today may serve you to bring you up, to give you some solace, some strength. And I am a believer of God, and I believe that God works through us, each individuals, like I like to call earth angels, right? And in recent times, this conversation with my friend, I really needed it. I did. I don't want to go too deep into what's going on with, you know, me and my family in this present time, at the time that I'm recording this podcast. But many of you can relate when you have affliction of health, and when you may have a family member who could be very ill or experiencing illness, or if you're experiencing any type of challenge in your family or in that circle of yours, sometimes you feel very overwhelmed. Well, this friend of mine has always mentored me and shown me that lean more, Smiley, on God than on man. And with that, she meant that sometimes we lean on our friends, on people that we care for, but they are human too. And sometimes they are going through something and are not able to comfort us the way we would want to, or listen to us attentively for long periods of time as we're sharing our distresses. So that is why leaning more in my belief in the power of prayer and speaking directly to God, to my creator, creator of everything, right? Creator of the universe, the energy that the force and the energy that keeps and sustains all. And I opened my eyes and had the breath of life today when I did this podcast, and hope that I'm still living beyond. So, and for you as well, as you are here with us in this existence, right? So I'm not asking anyone to believe in what I believe. I'm just asking that you're open to these words, and I hope that they bring you comfort. So getting back to the personal story that I have to share with you today, I remember speaking to my friend and we were catching up, and it's been a while. So chicas, you know how it could be, right? When you are so busy that you lose touch with your girl, your girly girl, right? It might be your best friend. It might be a long distance cousin, whoever is in your circle that you usually keep in contact. Well, my friend Chicky Chick, as she calls me and I call her, it's been a while that we really haven't spoken on the phone. So we have these marathons, these telephone marathons that we say that they're marathons, because we tend to text, right, and be in each other's lives like that and check in. But once, you know, every other month or so, we have these marathon calls where they may last an hour or 2 hours, and we just catch up on everything, right? On what's going on. And more importantly, we pray for each other on the phone, and we lift each other up. We may share scripture, a song, right? A poem, because she writes poetry beautifully, right? So in this call that we just had recently, I was sharing with her how, you know, there's a few things happening in our family, and we're dealing with loss and grief and health issues and times of uncertainty. And I'm sure that I'm not the only one. I'm sure many people can relate to this. And in our conversation, she discussed a dream that she had with me, and she just started unpacking and sharing from the heart as she listened to me and got a review, you could say, of what's been going on. And she was very surprised at, you know, all the challenges that have been coming up and just the different distressors. And then she shared some of her updates. To all I want to say is that that conversation was led by God. I really believe that. And he wanted me to know and understand, and reminded me that he's more than able. And I hope this message really finds you all well. And if you're not, I hope that soon you will have relief or you find your answers, right? I hope that as you're listening to me, you embrace the warmth of divine love and guidance. Because in times of difficulty, it is essential to remember that our God can carry us and get us through the most difficult and challenging of times, right? Our God helps us face our obstacles. And it's through the faith and the reassuring of wisdom of scripture, I believe, that we can really find solace and strength, and that friends to friend, right? A friend to another friend can offer support, not only through their own humanly way, but what is in the book, right? What is in scripture. And whether you believe in the Bible or you believe in another source of information, these are words, and they're powerful words, and they can really sometimes offer you comfort. I say sometimes because I do have to be transparent and say that there are times, all of us, where we may be reading the Bible or reading a message, a passage in the Bible, and not feel as comforted as maybe we want to. So everybody's experience is different, and at different times in your life, you may feel different. But I want to share a little bit of the scripture here. And again, no one has to believe what I believe. I'm just sharing this because if you are experiencing a difficult time or you're facing an obstacle, these words may bring you comfort. Whether you are you're religious or you practice another religion, I just want you to focus on these words because they brought comfort to me. And I believe, and it's in my heart, that I want to share this message and share a little bit about the testimony of that conversation I had with a friend who really gave way to God's word in that conversation during our time. And I really believe that it was transformative. And I do believe in the power of prayer. And I do believe when we're all together and we believe and we claim to God, right? I do believe that there is transformation. And I do believe that there is strength, right? Especially in numbers, right? As we're together by faith. In the book of Jeremy 32:27, the Lord declares, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" This powerful verse reminds us that God's capabilities extend beyond, way beyond our understanding. Imagine, He's the creator of all things, and His power knows no bounds, no limits. So no matter how big or small our circumstances may seem, we can take refuge in the knowledge and certainty that our Heavenly Father is more than able to provide a way. Now, this verse is so powerful. And it reminded me of my conversation with my friend the other day when she shared the song, More Than Able. There's a Christian song like that. And it really touched my heart because in that moment, I was reminded that our Heavenly Father, Nuestro Padre Santo, is more than able, más que capaz. And I want to share this with you because I know that you have been going through a lot, just like me, just like so many other people, your neighbor, your friend, right? We're living in very uncertain times. And through the history of time, there's always obstacles. There's always been challenges, right? But we're living in this time and space. And at this time, we need help. We need comfort. We need more encouragement than criticism. We need to get more together. We need to develop more of an understanding of each other because we are all human and we all feel pain and discomfort. And none of us wake up in the morning saying, "I want to suffer. I want to be criticized by someone. I don't want to be accepted." No, we want to not feel pain. We want to feel joy. We want to be comfortable. We want to be accepted. We want to be viewed. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want problems to be solved. We don't want to live in confusion and hardship and pain, but it is part of life. Another verse that really helped me and it's bringing me comfort and encouragement is found in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This verse emphasizes that we are not alone in our trials and in our suffering. We have the unwavering support of our Lord, who empowers us to overcome any challenge that crosses our path, that's in our way. It is through His strength that we find the resilience and perseverance needed to face our daily day difficulties, our difficulties in a season or in a year or for years at that matter, with courage and unwavering faith. These are verses that they bring hope, they bring comfort and resiliency to us. There's one more, Isaiah 41:10. God lovingly assures us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Amen. These words are so powerful. These words of comfort reminds us that God stands beside us in every single situation that we are faced. When we feel weak, He strengthens us. When we stumble, He lifts us up. Our Heavenly Father can not only overcome our challenges, also walks alongside us, providing the support and guidance we need. It is so important that we all embrace and help one another and understand that these scriptures, right, that have an amazing and strong and loving meaning for me, right, may or may not have meaning for you, but I want you to focus on the meaning of these words. He is mighty and loving, always ready to offer His help and guidance in times of difficulty. May we find solace in His presence, knowing that His divine power is working within us. And I remember that a few days ago when I was having this conversation with my friend, that was so amazing, that time. God was present there, showing her the way on how to speak with me, on how to share His word with me. Not from a place, and that's why I love her so much, not from a place of dictating to me the word and passing judgment upon His word, but gently and softly and kindly reminding me. Smiley, if you're going through hardships, my beloved friend, my beloved sister, let me remind you what our Heavenly Father has done and will continue to do for us as He strengthens us in times of affliction. I don't know about you, my friend, but there's times that I can feel so overwhelmed by everything that's happening around me. Right? Within my family, there could be hardships of health issues, issues of, right, of family members having serious complications in their health, and maybe us not knowing what to do, but to pray and to lean on God's word to help us, as well as in our friends and partners, because I lean on my husband as well for comfort. I lean on certain friends that I know that are capable and able and willing to maybe listen to my afflictions with a kind heart, not from a place of dictating and judgment. that is not what we need. We don't need to share God's word with judgment of our own. We need to share it with love and compassion and understanding. So it's important that if you're going through a very difficult time, that you do lean into our Heavenly Father's word, and also lean not on your own understanding, because there's many things we don't understand, but we surrender, right? I do this every morning. I pray the Serenity Prayer, which it's very powerful. It really helps me tremendously when I am in moments of affliction. But I also use it when everything's going well as well, because I am so thankful to my God, to my Creator, mi Papa Dios. Estoy tan agradecida de mi vida. I'm so grateful for my life, for my family's life, right? And the Serenity Prayer, if you like, let me just pray it with you right now. And it goes like this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Now that prayer, if you prayed it just with me now, I hope that it brings you tranquility. If you're not a person of faith and you're just listening to me and you listen to those words, I hope that they also bring you solace and strength, that these words can help you, because look what the words are saying, right? It's asking for our Creator to grant us the serenity to accept, right? The peace, to accept the things as they are, right? The very things that we cannot change, even if we wanted to. There's so many circumstances in my life right now, and I know that around the world, in every inch of the world, that are occurring, that are out of our control. But yet we're in it. We're living in it. And we sometimes need to find, not sometimes, all the time, we need to find the courage, right, to be able to accept these things, and the courage to change the things that we do have some type of control. There are things that we can change, but we need the wisdom to know the difference. We need the discernment to know the difference between what we can change and when we could do something about it and when we cannot. And when we cannot, we need the strength to be able to have serenity and accept what is, right? There's so much that we need to accept as is. But there are times that there are things where we can make a difference. Like, for instance, I strongly believe that in me recording this episode for you, episode 13, here where I'm discussing, right, the power of prayer, the power of friendship also, where you can lean on another friend and they can bring forth, right, God's word and help you, to guide you, but steering you back to the one who's more than able. Right? Because my friend Chicky Chick, she also sometimes doesn't have all the answers. But yet when I come to speak to her and she to speak to me, we're comforted by these scriptures that help us. And also by us saying, you know what? I may not have all the answers, my friend, but let's pray together. Or you know what? Let me just listen to you with my heart, to understand where you're coming from. Let me offer you some support, some gentle words that can guide you, right? This is not about what is your religion. This is not about how many times you go to church or you don't go to church, or if you've been converted or not converted. This is about human beings having an experience, and there's a higher power who's creator of all and has all the answers for us. But we in the human flesh, we don't, and we fall short and we make mistakes and we don't have all the answers. And I say, let's love one another. Let's be compassionate of each other, regardless of the differences in opinions, in religion, in many things. You may like chocolate and I may not. You may like to go to church every Sunday and I may not practice it that way. You may like to go out for walks when you're in distress. I may like to sit and watch Netflix with my husband when I'm distressed. So we're all different. Whether it's significant choices that we make or the most minimal choice, we all are different, yet we're so the same because we are human and we feel, right? So we have a lot of similarities, right? And then we share differences as well. And it's in these differences that I believe our lives are enriched. So I hope that this today has helped you in whatever way that it can. I'm not sure you that is listening what exactly you're going through, but I know that I believe that you can overcome. You are resilient. And I also believe in getting professional help if needed for your mental health. There are professional counselors, therapists, there are coaches also like me, so many others, right? You may have a trusted friend, a mentor, a priest, a rabbi, right? That you can open up because we're not mind readers. And I share this because with my friend in this recent conversation, I could have had the conversation like this. I could have just been, hey, chicky chick. Oh, everything's good. I'm well. And there's nothing wrong with that at times. But there's moments when you're not well and you need to express yourself. And you can do it through prayer to speak to our Heavenly Father, right? You can do it by meditating. And then also you can trust a friend or someone that you care about that you know you can trust with your heart, right? And let them know how you feel because they can bring and offer you possibly some support. And in this case, she was able to guide me back to God's Word. And it seemed like that day he had such a profound and very specific message for me. And I won't share all the details of that conversation, but one of the most biggest one was, I am more than able. And I was reminded of that, that my Heavenly Father, mi Papa Dios, is more than able. So I hope that this message, this episode in particular helps you in going and connecting back to your spirituality in whatever shape or form you practice that and knowing that God loves you and that there's so many people that love you as well and they care about your well-being. And I am one of them. And I do pray for my community, my Smiley Empowerment community, my social media community, my friends in life outside of the social media. I do pray. I pray for the world because the world needs, right, more of connection and prayer. And there's so much going on around the world and we can't solve everything, but we can pray about everything. And I hope that your spirits are lifted with this episode and with the God's word that I shared and that your heart is encouraged. And as you meditate on these words and on scripture, may you find reassurance in the knowledge that our Heavenly Father is indeed more than able to carry you and me through any storm. And I would like to pray at this moment, this prayer for myself. And I hope that it helps for you, these words, that I am going to share them and lifting them up to my Heavenly Father, Creator of all. And I hope that you can do the same. At this moment, Father God, I lift my heart to you with humility and gratitude. I acknowledge that you are the Creator of all that exists and that your love and care always surrounded me. I ask you, God, to give me strength in times of trouble, in difficult times. I know your power is infinite and there's nothing beyond your reach, nothing. I trust that you can overcome any obstacle that comes my way and in my family's way and those that are listening. In your word in Jeremiah 32:27, you reminded us that nothing is impossible for you. You are the God of all humanity, and your power knows no limits. In moments of challenge, I hold on to this promise and trust that you will uphold me. I also cling and I hold on to the promise of Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know that I am not alone in my trials and tribulations, and that you provide the strength I need to face every and every situation. I can overcome every obstacle with courage and unwavering faith through your strength. Furthermore, Isaiah 41:10 reminds us not to fear, for you are with us. You are God, and you strengthen, help, and uphold us with your righteous right hand. In moments of weakness, I find comfort in knowing that you are by my side, providing support and guidance, not only to me, Heavenly Father, but to my family, my loved ones, and to this world. Heavenly Father, I pray that my spirit may be filled and lifted and find comfort in your presence. Help me to trust that you are more than able to carry me and my loved ones and all of us through any storm. And I thank you for your unconditional love and for hearing my prayers. Amen. I would like to say that same prayer in Spanish for those that are listening and that are Spanish speaking. My native language. Querido Dios, en este momento elevo mi corazón hacia ti con humildad y gratitud. Reconozco que eres el creador de todo lo que existe y que tu amor y cuidado me envuelven en todo momento. Y a mis familiares, mi gente querida también, y al mundo. Te pido, Dios, que me des fuerzas en tiempos difíciles. Sé que tu poder es infinito y que nada está fuera de tu alcance. Confío que puedes superar cualquier obstáculo que se presente en mi camino. En tu palabra, en Jeremías 32:27, nos recuerda que no hay nada imposible para ti. Eres el Dios, el Padre amado de toda la humanidad, y tu poder no tiene límites. En momentos de desafío me aferro en esta promesa y confío en que me sostendrás y a mis seres queridos y al mundo. También me aferro a la promesa de Filipenses 4:13. Todo lo puedo en Cristo que me fortalece. Sé que estoy sola a veces en estas pruebas y que tú me das la fortaleza necesaria para enfrentar cualquier situación. A través de tu fuerza puedo superar todo obstáculo con valentía y fe sin quebrantarme. Además, en Isaías 41:10 nos recordaste que no debemos temer, porque tú estás con nosotros. Tú eres nuestro Dios y nos fortaleces, nos ayudas y nos sostienes con tu mano derecha justa. En momentos de debilidad encuentro consuelo en saber que tú estás a mi lado, brindándome apoyo y guía. Padre Celestial, oro para que mi espíritu se eleve y encuentre consuelo en tu presencia. Ayúdame, ayúdanos a confiar en que eres más que capaz de llevarnos a través de cualquier tormenta. Te agradezco por tu amor incondicional y por escuchar mis oraciones con humildad y confianza. Te entrego mis peticiones y me someto a tu voluntad. Confío en que trabajarás en mi vida de manera que superan mi comprensión y que tus propósitos siempre serán buenos. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén. Gracias, gracias, gracias. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father God. My friend, mi amiga, Gracias por escuchar este episodio. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope that it brings you great comfort and that wherever you're at, you know that you're not alone and that you will overcome and there will be better days ahead. It might not be tomorrow. It may not be in a month. It may take a year, but you will see better days. Each day, I hope that it will be better for you, for your loved ones, and that there's healing for your hearts, for those that are grieving, for those that are awaiting their loved ones passing, and that at this time you're in despair and you're feeling so desperate. Lean in on these words and these scriptures that I shared with you today of God's love and mercy. And I hope that it helps you. Till next time, take good care of yourself and of each other. This is your coach, Smiley, signing out. Stay blessed. Take care. Besitos.